The Yeshiva Gedol of Johannesburg proudly presents the Wednesday evening shiur, covering the Parashas HaShavua, the Yomim Tovim, and other special topics as delivered by its founder and Rosh HaYeshiva, Rabbi Israel Chaim Goldfein, Zichrono Livrocha. Details regarding how to order additional shiurim follow immediately after the conclusion of the shiur.
A letter was written to the Rambam, and I'm quoting this from a from a talk which was given by my Rebbe Reb Gifter in 1983. It was actually in Madison Square Garden at the Sima Shas. And it states, V'shamati mipi harav ha-godol maran morena harav Rabbi Avrom Sandri. The one who's writing this writes that he heard from the Rav Avraham Sandri, Sheshoma mipi seferim ish mipi ish, that it was handed down one generation after another mipi harambam from the Rambam himself. Sheodem godl lo hoya reitza likreis vidu ye matkipurim. There was a great person during the time of the Rambam, and he didn't want to read, say the vidui, which we say on Yom HaKippurim, where we itemize many, many chatoi, many sins. Because he knew himself that he didn't do these averas. And why should he say lies before HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his banner is the ultimate of truth. And the Rambam answered him, Ilu yodato ato hanilvav kama chemer avedis Hashem yisale. If you would know how heavy and how difficult it is to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'kama tzorech laved es Elokai hazeh, and how much one has to serve him, v'hayisa makif es avodah haroi, and if you would have good vision as to what it means to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in totality. Then you would know for sure that there's not a day that goes by that you do not commit all of the sins which are mentioned in the vidui, and added on to that many times over. Because every person is judged not the same way, but they are judged in accordance to their wisdom and their greatness. And the greater the person, the more carefully he's judged. In the case of David with Bathsheba, that he took the wife of Uriah, Bathsheba, there, the Tanakh points the finger at David, and he was punished because he took another man's wife, and in reality she was Megureshes Me'uriah. In reality she was a divorcee. V'oven Harigosai, and it's also written on him, and he was punished because he killed Uriah. He had him sent to the front of the battle where he would surely be killed. Even though Uriah was deserving of the death penalty before that from David, because he refused to listen to the commands of the king. And David was also punished for tearing the cloak and the tzitzis of Shaul, of King Saul in the cape, even though, according to the letter of the law, he could have killed Shaul, because Shaul was chasing after him to kill him. And there are many, many such examples. HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges each person in accordance to who he was. And even though she was not a married woman, nevertheless, HaKadosh Baruch Hu looked into the intentions of David, and the same with Uriah, and so forth. And then the Rambam closes by saying, and even this that you have said now, that you shouldn't say the vidui because you do not commit these sins, this you also will be taken task to, you will be held guilty of. We see from these few words that the Avodas Hashem, to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is not easy. It is something very, very difficult. And the greater the person, the more careful he is judged. But one of the most difficult areas in which to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, many times we think to keep kosher is very difficult, because look how much you have to give up. Or not to work on Shabbos is difficult, look at all the profits you're giving up, and so forth and so on. No, not true. Those are easy mitzvahs. The most difficult mitzvahs that we find in the Torah, and these are mitzvahs that do not come once a year, like Shefer or Yom Kippur, but they come all of the time, are the mitzvahs of the heart. We find that the Chazal, the sages, have told us that the greatest attribute that a person can have is a lev tov, a good heart. And when we speak of a good heart, you find many people say, I have a good heart. Well, this we will examine. And the worst attribute that a person can have is a lev ra, a bad heart. Where do we find this? This is in Masechet Ovis, Perek Beis, Mishneh Chesentes. Rabbi Yechim ben Zakkai, Kibul Mihil Ushamai, the great Rabbi Yechim ben Zakkai. This was the leader of the generation during the time when the Romans broke into Yerushalayim. He was a Talmud, a student of Hillel, of the great Hillel and Shammai. And Chamisha Talmidim Hoyulo. He had five great disciples. Reb Lezer ben Horkines, he was known as Reb Lezer HaGodol, Reb Yishua ben Chananya, Reb Yesi HaKoin, Reb Shimon ben Nisanel, Reb Lozer ben Aroch. Nuhu HaYomayne Shivchon. And he would point out their greatnesses, their unique greatnesses. He says, Eliezer ben Hukenes bore seed, she'ena ma'abed tipo. Eliezer ben Hukenes was like a cemented cistern, a cemented pit. He would never lose a drop. He never forgot anything that he ever learned. Yeshua ben Chananya, Ashrei Yeladatoi. The praise he gave to him was, fortunate, how happy is the one who gave birth to him. Yossi HaKohen, he was chosid. He was a saintly person. Shimon ben Isnanel, Yerei Chet. He was a Yerei Chet. He was enormously great in the fear of sin. Lozer ben Aroch, Mayon HaMishgaber. Lozer ben Aroch was a Mayon, a spring, like a spring of water that never ceased, and to the contrary, always became stronger and stronger. And then the Mishnah goes through a whole discussion as to who was the greatest of the bowl. And some say it was Eliezer ben Hurkenes, and another version was that he said that Eliezer ben Zakkai said it was Eliezer ben Aroch. He told them one day, Omelehem, Tsuru'u ezi derech tove shiit bakbo odom. He said, I would like you to go out and examine what is the best derech, what is the best approach, the best way a person can have in life. And they did this, and they came, reported back. Reb Lezer ben Hulkines said, an ein tov, a good eye. Reb Yeshua said, a chover teif, a good friend. Yesi said, shochin teif, a good neighbor. Reb Shimon said, the attribute of areyas anelet. This we spoke about. Areyas anelet, to see what ramifications will come from your act before you do the act. Reb Lozer Eimer, Reb Lozer ben Aroch said, leif teif, a good heart, a heart of goodness. Omar Lehem, he said to them, Reyani es divrei Elazar ben Aroch mi divreichem. The Rebbe, Rabbi Yechman Zakkai, said that I like best of all what Elazar ben Aroch said. Shebechal dvorav divreichem. Because everything that you have said is already inclusive in what he has said. Then he told them, Tzur'u, go and examine and report back to me. Eza derech rosh yisrachik mimen odom. What is the worst a possible path or approach that a person can have in this world? And then again they came back, and one said an ein ra, an evil eye. The other one said an evil chover, an evil friend. Yesi said a shochein ra, an evil neighbor. Reb Shimon said haleve veina mishalim, someone who borrows and he doesn't pay. Reb Lozer said Levra, an evil heart. Omalehem, he said to them, Reyani es divrei Elazar ben Aroch bidivreichem. I like and I agree with Reb Lozer ben Aroch, more than anything else that you have said. Shebechlal dvorav divreichem. Because what everyone else has said is already inclusive in what he has said. So we see that the greatest attribute that a person could have in this world, at least according to the opinion of Rabbi Yechman Zakkai, was a lev tov, a good heart. And the worst attribute is a lev ra, an evil heart. And the Maral explains here in Ovis, and also at the beginning of the Nesiv Lev Tov, in the Sivas Eilam, he says, because the Lev, the heart, is the source of all of the powers which was given to man and his soul. The heart becomes the source of it. And this is why the heart is in the middle of the person. Because your sheir is your source, is the emsa, in the middle. And therefore, if the source is good, and if the source is pure, then everything that comes out of it is good and pure. If the source is bad, is evil, then everything that will come out of it will be bad and evil. An example gives, we find biologically that the heart is the merkaz, the central point, that from there the blood is given and distributed and purified for the entire body. And if the heart is working well, then it can nourish the entire body. If it isn't, then there's great problems. And so do we find, as another example to this, Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael was called Lev HaOretz, the heart of the earth. And it's Be'emtza Olam. It was placed in the middle of the world. The Chazal tell us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings Brocha to the world because he brings to Eretz Yisrael the bracha. And from there the bracha is distributed to the rest of the world. Maseis Kol HaOretz, Simcha comes to the world because it comes to Eretz Yisrael. And from there it is distributed to the rest of the world. And he says, therefore, Reb Lozer ben Aroch's midah, his personal quality, was Kimayon HaMizgaber, like a spring that constantly was growing stronger. What is that power? The power is in its source, because it's attached to a enormous source that will never dry up, and therefore it distributes its waters far and wide. Now, generally we would think a good heart, wonderful. This is something everyone should strive for. This was the way of the Hasidim Rishayim, the early sages. Or this is Midos Hasidus. Or perhaps these are the qualities of a Talmud Chacham. Or Lifnim Ishuras Hadin, something we should go beyond the letter of the law. Or, for example, this might be Mitzar HaMusar V'Hamidas Teves. We have to perfect ourselves. This is not true. Not true at all. We are commanded with mitzvahs, hardcore mitzvahs in the Torah, to have a good heart. Aside from the general mitzvah, which is a great mitzvah, halachta bidrochov, that you should walk in the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you should emulate him. No, we have many, many individual mitzvahs which command us, which demand and require from us to have a good heart. And these mitzvahs are no different than the mitzvah of shofar or tefillin or of eating nevelas and treifas. In fact, according to Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai, they are greater, because the kolel hakol, they are so all-encompassing. And another error that we constantly think, that we're commanded to have a good heart, so therefore we're supposed to meditate, work on ourselves, to have a good heart. Now, in the Torah's specific instructions, specific guidelines, explicit, on how we are supposed to have this good heart, and how we are supposed to develop this good heart. And if we do not, we are transgressing averes chamuras, very severe chatoim. And this is the avoda hakosha, from the most difficult areas to fulfill the mitzvahs of the Torah. This evening I would like to mention a few of those mitzvahs. There's one mitzvah that we all know about. There'll be a number that maybe we are not so acquainted with. One mitzvah that we all know about is in Parshas Kedeshim, Perek Yutes Posuk Yutches. It states, V'ahavta le'reacha kamecha, that you shall love your fellow man like yourself. This is a mitzvah's essay gemara. This is a positive commandment, like is written in the Rambam and in all of the Sifrei HaMitzvot. And this is not a Dvar Musar or Midus Hasidus. The fact is, on that mitzvah, Rabbi Kiva said, Zeh Klau Godel B'Torah. This is an all-encompassing mitzvah. Now, the simple sense would mean that one has to have love for everyone in Israel. Actually, from the Rambam himself, it seems a little lighter that not we are explicitly commanded to love every person in Eretz Yisrael. The Rambam writes in Perek Vov Halacha Gimel, Mitzvah al kol of Hilchos Deos. Mitzvah al kol odom. Mitzvah means, again, mitzvah is one of the tariag, one of the 613 sivuyim, a command. It's a command of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And every person, le'av es kol echod ve'echod mi'Yisrael ke'gufay, to love every individual in Israel like himself. Shne'amar v'yo'afto l're'acho k'meicho. Lefichach, therefore, he says, sorech l'saper b'shvochay. You must always speak of praise of another person. V'lochay sal memeina, and you must always be careful and considerate of his material belongings. Kasher huchas al momen atzmai v'reitze b'chveid atzmai, to the degree that one is considerate of his own belongings and one is considerate of his own honor. V'bishabit b'kolein chaveirei, and someone who will capitalize on the shame of his fellow man and the downfall of his fellow man for his own sake, ein lechelek leilam abo, he does not have a portion in the world to come. Now from the Rambam, like we said, it does not seem that he's actually requiring avas alev, where one has to develop a full blown love for another person, but where he has to care for the other person's honor and so forth. But be it as it may, is it easy for a person to always speak praiseworthy of another Jew? He's not saying here that we should not speak Lashon Hara on another Jew, but be silent. He's not saying here that we should not criticize another Jew, but be silent. But he's saying that one is obligated lesape bishvochei and chas al kfeidei, that one has to constantly praise another Jew and honor him the same way that one wants to honor and praise for himself. Now we all know how much praise we want for ourselves, and when we do not get it, we all know how we feel, and we all know how much honor we want for ourselves, and when we don't get it, we know how we feel. But this is dimensions and light miles more than we concern ourselves with the praise of someone else or the honor of someone else. Yet according to the Rambam, you will be breaking the commandment, mitzvah esse min haTorah. Even to be considerate of his belongings. We all know how careful we are with our own precious belongings. Are we to that dimension, that careful with someone else's belongings? Now these are matters of the heart, because it's only when you're going to look at someone else's belongings as if they are your own will you be careful with them to that degree. It's only when you're going to look at someone else as if you actually love him are you going to be that considerate and careful with him. And these are matters of the heart, and that's why it is written in this pasuk, Ani Hashem Elokecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Ani Hashem, I will know exactly how you are acting, if you are fulfilling this mitzvah or not. From the chinuch in mitzvah Reish Mem Gimel, it seems he demands even more. He says that a Jew is required, commanded, le'ov, to love another Jew, avas nefesh, with an actual love. Kleimar shenachmol al Yisrael umameinai. He says, kleimar shenachmol. Nachmol means be compassionate on Yisrael. You have to show compassion to another Jew. You have to show compassion to another Jew's belongings and to his honor. Kimei shechemel al atzmai, just like he shows compassion to himself and to his belongings. Now, it's very clear to all of us, there are certain people that we can love, there are certain people we can show compassion to, and there are certain people that are very difficult for us to show compassion to. But if they are still to be considered. Bechlal Yisrael, they are not someone that have excluded themselves from Klal Yisrael. They're not the Rishoyim Gemurim, they are not evil people. The Torah did not suggest or ask this from us, but demanded it from us. And someone who does not do this transgresses this mitzvah. Mitzvah's asei. The mitzvah that Rabbi Kiva said is Klal Gadol B'Torah. The Maral writes on this mitzvah. In the beginning of Nesiv Avas Rea, he says, this is a very, very great, great concept. That one is obligated to love his fellow man like himself. And why did the Torah command us in this? To love another Jew, because Israel is one nation. Therefore, it's as if the whole nation is one person. And when there is not the love between one Jew and his fellow Jew, then they are no longer like one person, then they are no longer one nation. And therefore, we were commanded with this mitzvah. And he says this goes further. Because he who loves HaKadosh Baruch Hu will love Israel, that is the ultimate perfection of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's handiwork. And someone who seines abriyas, and someone who does not love another Jew, it's as if he does not love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then he says even further, because man is created in the Tzelem Elokim, in the image of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and this is what we have to love in a person, and we have to find it in the person. And therefore the greater Blazer HaGodl, it states in the Gemara Brachas Kof Ches Beis, when he became sick, Niknasu Talmidov Levakrei, his disciples came to visit him. Omru Lei Rebbe Lamdeinu Or Cheskayim, they said, Rebbe, teach us the way, the path of life. V'niska Behem L'chayelam Abo, in order that we should come to the world to come. And he didn't answer them like is so prevalent today, with mitzvahs that we think are the most important in the Torah. Be careful to hear the shofar perfectly. Make sure your tzitzis are kosher. Make sure the meat that you eat is kosher. V'chaheino v'chaheino. Now, the first thing he told them, he says, you want a world to come. Yizaru b'chveit chavreichem. Be careful when you give honor to your chaverim. Be careful of that. Ubishvil kach, he told them three things. This was the first one. First and foremost, ubishvil kach tisku lachai elam abo, then you will have the world to come. And the Maral brings the great tragedy, one of the greatest tragedies. Aside from the fact that he brings that the second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because there was not the Achdus, and that's why we're in the Golus, Alsinas Chinam. But he says one of the greatest tragedies that we had in history was when the 24,000 Talmidim of Rabbi Kiva died from a plague. What was the cause? Was it because of their tzitzis, or the shefer, or the tefillin, or the mezuzahs, or the kashrus? No. The Chazal say, "Shalei noagu kovod ze lezeh." They did not heed what the Blessed was saying. They did not honor and were considerate, concerned of the honor of their chavera like their own honor. And this comes and can only come from a leif tohor, from a heart which has a source of, which is a source of goodness. The Chofetz Chaim brings in his great sefer, the Chofetz Chaim on Loshon Hara, in the essay, Mitzvah's essay Beis, in the Psicho, he says, someone who speaks Loshon Hara, if I say bad things to you about another person, aside from all of the great Isurim, great prohibitions of Loshon Hara, he says he breaks this mitzvah of the after Le'acha Kamecha. Because we have to care for the honor of our friend like we care for our own honor. And we have to speak praiseworthy of him like we want people to speak praiseworthy of us. Now he says, I ask you. He says, let's say that you had some type of shortcoming. You had a problem. And naturally, when people have their own problems and their own shortcomings, which everyone does, they don't go advertising them. They don't want other people to go telling other people about them. And if you knew someone was going to repeat over these things to someone else, you would do everything in your power to persuade him not to, or to stop him. And if he was doing it, you would hope and pray that the other person at least wouldn't believe him. Heaven forbid that they should know something about me, about skeletons in the closet. And a person will go to the greatest extremes to protect his name and protect his image. Today the whole world is concerned with image. So that is how, he says, according to the Gemara and the Rambam, we have to fulfill this mitzvah, to protect another person's name and image the same manner. And here I'm saying, I am destroying his image and his name by saying Lashon Hara. He says there cannot be a greater beetle, a greater desecration of that mitzvah in this manner. And the same with the one who accepts this, the Lashon Hara, and believes it. This is one example. Another example, again in Parshas Kedeshim, in in Yutes, Pasuk Yud Zayin, it states, Lo sisna esochicho belvavecho, you shall not hate your fellow man in your heart. The Gemara in Erechin, Daf Tes Zayin, Reish Amud Beis, says, what does it mean? What is this mitzvah, this negative commandment, you shall not hate your fellow man in your heart? Yohole yakenu, le yikaleleno. Does this mean that I shouldn't hit him? I shouldn't curse him? No. No. Because that's not hating him in your heart. Yeah, naturally, if you hit a person, you break other commandments. If you curse a person, you break other commandments. But not this commandment. Because this commandment states, Leisisna esochicho bilvavecho, you shall not hate him in your heart. Besina shebelev hakosev bedaber. This posik is referring to, this mitzvah is referring to a hatred that you have in your heart for someone else. which has not been exposed. Now the question arises, why did the Torah forbade that? You say, if I hit a person because I hate him, so I transgress hitting him, but not hating him. But if I hate him and I don't hit him, then I transgress leishishnes ochicha belvavecha, hating him. Why? Two reasons are brought on this. One is explained in the Rambam, in Perek Vov, Halocha Hei and Vov, the Perek Vov of Deus, where the Rambam says, Kolaisene echod mi Yisrael belibay. Whoever hates another person, another Jew, in his heart, Eva Belesa say, transgresses a negative commandment, as it states, Leisista sochecho bil vecho. Blei hizira Torah el asinu shebelev. The Torah is only referring here to when you have hatred in your heart, not when it's exposed outside. But if you hit your fellow Jew or you insult him, even though you're not allowed to, there's other averas, but you do not transgress this avera. Why? Because when one person does something wrong to another person, lo yistamena v'yishtaik, the Torah did not want us to be silent about it. If someone wrongs you, the Torah did not want you to be silent about it and harbor that hatred in your heart. Like it states by the Rishoyim, le'dibar avasholem es amnain mu'uma le'mere avatayt kisoni avasholem es amnum. What is he referring to? There was the episode of Amnon. Amnon had a sister, Tamar. And this is in Shmuel Beis, Perek Yud Gimel Pasuk Chof Beis. It's the Rambam is quoting. And Tamar was not a real sister of his, legally. And Amnon went and he violated her. And when Avishalom heard about it, Avishalom was her real brother, it states, V'leidibar Avishalom im Amnon le'meira ve'atov. Avishalom did not say anything to Amnon, good or bad. Kisone Avishalom es Amnim al devar she'ina es tomer achesoy. Because he hated him for what he did to his sister. And therefore he did not speak bein tev l'ra. V'shomar ha'eva b'liboy, and he kept the hatred in his heart, li'nokim by le'es metzoy, u'b'gdei sh'liyardish b'dobar. What he did is he harbored the hatred until he could take revenge. So the Rambam writes, this the Torah didn't want. The Torah wanted that if someone wronged you, you must not be silent about it. Because if you are silent about it, you're going to carry that hatred in your heart all of the time, which the Torah holds is an avera. And that hatred can come even to action where you go, and you can do something to him. But the Torah, on the other hand, what did it want? It says, El mitzvah lov lahedioi. If someone has wronged you, then you must go to him. Say, Lomo sisali kach v'kach. Why did you do this to me? Lomo chatoseli bedvar pleni. Why did you do this to me? Why did you say this about me? And so forth and so on. And that's why in that posuk, where it says leisisna, it says hecheach techiach es amisecho, that you shall rebuke your fellow man. And many times when we do go to the person to find out why he did this, many times it comes out that the whole thing was a misunderstanding to begin with. And it wasn't a wrong at all. But even if we find out that it was a wrong, then the person can come and say, I'm sorry. You're right, I did it. I shouldn't have done it. Forgive me. And then, tzorech limchol. And then you have to forgive him. V'lo yameich la'akzori. and you are then are not allowed to be stubborn and not forgive him, or to be cruel and not forgive him. Shneamar vayispal Avram el Elokim, with Avram and Avim and Avraham and Avimelech, that he did a wrong to him, and then he says, "I'm sorry," and then he says, "Pray for me." And Avram right away went and he prayed to Hashem for him. So that's one of the reasons why the Torah says that you are not allowed to hate someone in your heart. And we are referring where it has not become exposed. The Chofetz Chaim brings another reason also. The purpose for this is in order that this will bring shalom then. Chofetz Chaim brings another reason also, which is similar to this, because if it's not exposed, then the other person never knows how to guard himself from you. Someone who keeps the hatred in his heart, again, could be potentially dangerous. And this the Torah didn't want. So these are the reasons of this. The Chofetz Chaim brings that when someone speaks Lashon Hara to someone else, and he hates that person that he's speaking about, he says there, besides all of the other Avedas he'll have this Aveda also, because there's hatred in the heart, and even though he's exposing it by speaking the Lashon Hara, but he's not exposing it to the one that it should be exposed to, where they can come and make peace. So he says he'll transgress this Aveda also. What do we see from this? We see from this again where the Torah is commanding and demanding from us matters of the heart. A person might say, "I can't help it. I hate him." You can't help it, you hate him. But that's the same as eating the Velis and Trefus. It's the same as a person saying, "You can't help it, but I must eat the Velis. I like it." What's the difference? So we say, no. When it comes to the Velis, you should learn how to control yourself. Don't go into the Trefa restaurant. Well, here also the Torah is saying, learn how to control yourself. You hate it, you can't help it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says you can help it, and you have to help it. Otherwise, it's the same and it's worse than eating treifas and nevelas. This is what the Rambam says, Kama kosha ha'aveda l'Hashem. How difficult it is to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and how demanding he is of our perfection. And again, we're not speaking here in Inyone Musar. It's not Musar. These are mitzvahs. The language of the Chofetz Chaim is Lepomim Eivar Amasaper Gamkin Belav Beleisisne Esochicha Bilvavecha Kegeinim Befonim Sholem Yedaber Esreo Vishle Befonim Mavis Esrecha. That if I openly am on good terms with that person, but behind his back I speak Lashon Hara against him because I don't like him, then you transgress this negative commandment. And how much more so, he says, if when you tell the Lashon Hara to someone and you say, "Listen, you must keep this confidential. Don't let this get back to him. Because this is the Aveira." We see from here also Again, this is a particular instruction in Taras HaLev, in purity of the heart. A person might say, I have a good heart. Do you? If you have hatred for another Jew and you don't try to go over and talk to him about it in order that it can be sorted out, you do not have a pure heart as far as the Torah is concerned. A person might say, we're obligated in a good heart or a pure heart. But that's just general. No, this is not general. These are particular guidelines that we come into contact all of the time of what is demanded from us in our mitzvahs that truly believe, and mitzvahs that have to do with the heart. We see from here also, like the Rambam will bring a little, just in another few halachas, how demanding HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, and that there should be shalom between us. That we are obligated to love each other, and we're not allowed to hold hatred, and if we are, we have to go and discuss it with him as to why. And we see something else from here also, and this is a byproduct which is very, very important. Today it has become very well known that people who suffer from various emotional or psychological or mental or even physical diseases have their source in emotional problems. Today they are finding out even such killers, Rahman al-Islam, is cancer, heart problems, blood pressure, have sources in emotional problems. So it's a great mitzvah to sort out emotional problems. How do you do it? You go to a psychologist. You pay a lot of money per hour, and he'll tell you, you are harboring too much bitterness in your heart. You're hanging on to too much of your past. And he'll give you hypnosis or psychoanalysis or whatever it might be to rid yourself of this. A Jew shouldn't need that. The Rishayim, like the Rambam says, that's the derech of the Rishayim. Avishalom shouldn't need it. But a Jew shouldn't need it if he keeps the mitzvahs of the Torah. Because the Torah does not allow us to do such a thing. It says, Laisisna esochicho bilvavecho. Do not harbor this hatred in your heart. You must get rid of it. So what are you going to the psychologist for? And how many times do we know people who go through years, if not a life, like that, and they become, in Yiddish you say, verbissene Menschen, embittered people, where they destroy themselves. And had they listened to the mitzvahs of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it would have never come to that. Because every time a person would feel such emotion, he would say, oi, this is erger from treifus. This is worse than eating treifus. We'll go to another mitzvah. This is also in Kedoshim. And this is in Pasuk Tesvav, V'tzedek Tishpait Amisecho. You shall judge your fellow man righteously. Now, the simple meaning of this mitzvah refers to the dayonim, to the judges, that when they judge the people, they're not allowed to favor any man, but every man must be equal in the eyes of the judges. But the Rashi there brings the drosha from the Gemara and Sanhedrin Lamed Beis. It's also in Shavuos Daf Lamed, that the Gemara learns out another mitzvah from this. Hevidon es chavere lekatzchus. That you are supposed to, we are commanded to judge our fellow man. This is not speaking about judges now. This is speaking about every individual. He is obligated to judge his fellow man meritoriously, with merit. Give him the benefit of the doubt. This is not a Dvar Moshe or a Midas Chasidus. This is a mitzvah essay. The Chofetz Chaim brings this in the Psicha of Essay Gimel, that it's a mitzvah essay gemura, a positive commandment, just like tefillin and lulav, matzah. And this is counted amongst the mitzvahs in the Sefer HaMitzvahs of the Rambam, the Smag and the Smak. And the Chofetz Chaim brings that many times when someone speaks Lashon Hara, he transgresses this mitzvah also. And there he gives a concise, we've given shurim on this alone. This evening we have to be brief on each mitzvah, but there he gives a concise explanation into this mitzvah. He says as follows: Sheros chavere shedibar osa maisu. When you see that your chavere, he did something, or he said something, and you can judge it either that it was a good act or it was not a good act. Not only if he's a righteous person, but even if he's a middle of the road person, we are obligated from the Torah, the mitzvahs I say, with a positive commandment, hazu, lo dein eisei lekafskus, to give him the benefit of the doubt. Be'ima ishahu yorei lakim, and if this person you know is a God-fearing person, Hashem etero mitzvahs, who keeps Torah and mitzvahs, then nishayavnu lo dein eisei lekafskus, we have to judge a material. Meritoriously, gamki korav v'naita yesa adava lekaf chepo. Even if it looks like it's what he's doing is for sure not good, there also we have to judge him with merit. And therefore, he says, someone who goes and he speaks lashon hara, this is he's bringing in linyan lashon hara. We are extracting other principles from here, but he says, therefore, when someone speaks lashon hara to another person, he says many times it's because he has seen him do something and he's not giving him the benefit of the doubt. So he transgresses this mitzvah. He says this is a command from the Torah. And he says if the one who hears the Lashon Hara accepts it, so then he also transgresses this mitzvah. The Gemara in Shabbos, in Perek HaZerik, Sarizayin Amar Aleph, the Gemara brings that Moshe, our great leader, Moshe Rabbeinu, he was tripped up with this and he was punished for it. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him by the snare, by the burning bush, he said, go, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, go to Israel and tell them that I have appeared to you. And I want you to bring the, and I have come to take you all out of Egypt. So Moshe said, "Vehein lo yaminu li." They will not believe me. V'gal yekam ekut shebruchu d'mimehem ni Yisrael. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew they would believe. Omer lehen, hey maminim b'nei maminim. They said, he said, they will believe you. They are the sons of believers. V'ata ein seif chal amin. And you, because of this, you will not believe. And then and we see that in the end, Moshe, they believed him. And in the end, Moshe, by the where he struck the rock, HaKadosh Baruch Hu punished Moshe because he said, "Yan le'amantim bi, you did not believe in me." And the Reish Lakish says, "Acheshit b'ksheirim leike b'gufay." If you suspect a kosher person. A kosher person means is a middle of the road, fine Jew. And you suspect him of doing wrong without hardcore evidence. Like in Begufa, we find that one is stricken physically, heaven forbid, from Moshe. Because right at that time, Moshe said, Hashem said, what do you have in your hand? And he said, a staff. So he said, throw it down. It became a snake, and Moshe had to flee. And then he said, take your hand and put it in your cloak. He did. He took it out. It was stricken with leprosy. The simple sense of the psukim means that these were signs you should show to Paray. But meanwhile, Moshe was the one that was stricken with leprosy, and he was the one who was terrified from the snake. This was a punishment because he was cheshed b'kshedim, because he suspected people without hardcore evidence. And the Maral, and excuse me, the Rambam brings in Perek Dalet, Halacha Dalet of Hilchos Tshuva, that this is one of the Chov Dalet Dvorim, the 24 mitzvahs, which prevent one from doing tshuva. Because he says, Kivan Shekalim Be'enei Odom, since to suspect someone is something light in the eyes of a person, Cheskosai Ein Cheskosai Loshuv Mehen, he will not bother doing tshuva. While really, it's an Aveira Gemura, it's a great Aveira, a total Aveira. And the Maral brings in the Siv Leiv Tov, Amid Azei Shu Leiv Tov, Shu Chofet V'Reitze B'Tev Chavere. This quality, that a person has a good heart. What does it mean he has a good heart? Not like people will tell you, I have a good heart. It's got to show some action. A good heart means that he wants good for his friend. And even when he sees something in his chaver that looks like it's not good, he judges him with the benefit of the doubt. He judges him with goodness. And that's because this person has a good heart and therefore he wants goodness for his friends also. And the opposite is someone who has a bad heart. He is the one who always judges his friends not with merit. Donis chavere lekaf chayva. Bahamida hazei shedonis chavere lekaf zchus hi mida gadola tova. And this is a very, very great quality when one judges someone with merit, meritoriously. This all comes again from Taras Alev, from purity of the heart. Now, this is an instruction, it's a command, it's a guideline that every day we come into contact with this, every day we are interacting with people, and every day we are thinking, and every day we are seen. And how should we judge this person? And this is what Rabbi Yechiel ben Zakkai said, Leiv Tov. The greatest attribute of an individual is to develop in himself, it's not speaking about someone who's born with a good heart, to develop in himself a good heart. And here it's speaking explicitly, remove suspicion from your heart. Remove unwarranted suspicion from your heart. And again, how many people do we know whose lives are bitter because they constantly go around suspecting people. Even when someone does something good, they will find a reason why to deflate the goodness from it. just the opposite of the Leif Tov. When someone does something that's not so good, he will find reason how to show there's some goodness in it. And this has to do with the Taras HaLev. But these are mitzvahs, commands. We've spoken on this a number of times. The Gemara in Masechet Shabbos goes into length. You see, in Kufkov Zayin on the base, on how far one should judge a person meritoriously. And I don't think this evening, though, we would have time to go into it. So we'll have to move on. Then there's another mitzvah. In Pasuk Yud Ches, in Parshas Kedoshim, Leisikom v'leisitor es b'nei amecho. Sikom is the word nekoma, revenge. Sitor comes from the word noter, te'ino, shomer, to harbor, to guard. The Torah has commanded us that we shall not harbor a grudge against someone, and we shall not take revenge against someone because of this grudge that we have. The Gemara in Yuma, Daf Chav Gimel, Reish Amar Aleph, the Gemara explains what are we speaking about. The Gemara says, Ezehi Nekima ve'ezehi Netira. Nekima, an example of revenge, is Omale Hashileni Magalcho. You come to your friend one day and you say, lend me a magal. A magal was a type of a circular saw. Lend me your saw. Omale Lav. He gives you an alibi. He says, no, I'm not going to lend it to you. I can't, this and then so forth and so on. So you see in him that he's not much of a Bal Chesed. Lemocher Omale Hu Hashileni Kardumcha. The next day, this was Reuben went to borrow from Shimon. The next day Shimon comes to borrow from Reuben a kardum, a shovel, a spade. Omalei eini mashilcho kederek shalei hishaltoni. He says, you didn't lend me your saw yesterday when I asked you, therefore I am not going to lend you my spade or my axe today. Zuhi Nekima. Now that's that person would transgress the law of Leisikim. He's taking a revenge. But Ezehi Netira. Incidentally, we see from here that it's not speaking about revenge or revenge which are found by the goyim. Heaven forbid. Speaking about a Yiddish Mekoma. See, a revenge that's found by the Goyim. You didn't lend me, when I needed your axe, you didn't lend me your axe. Now tomorrow I'm going to burn down your house. See? Now. See? And speaking about, you didn't lend me what I needed, so I'll give you an alibi also. I can't do it. I need it myself today. That's what it is. So it's already what would be known in Yiddish an edler revenge. It's a small degree of revenge. He's not doing anything bad to him. He's just not doing chesed for him. See, he figures, look, I'm a chuyif to be a tzaddik for this guy. See, when I needed something, he wouldn't lend me. I needed money, he wouldn't lend me money. Now he needs money, so why am I obligated to lend him money? So I'll tell him also, I don't have it. No, Zuhi Nekiba. That's the Leisase. Because if you didn't lend him money for other reasons, then you If you don't have it, you don't have it. If you did have it and you didn't lend it to him, then you wouldn't be mekayim the mitzvah to lend money or chesed, but it wouldn't be revenge. But here you're doing a bedafka because he didn't lend me money, so I won't lend him money. That the Torah said, no, that's leisikhaim, that's revenge, that's nekima. That a Jew is not allowed to do. So again, we're not talking about the revenge that's known by the goyim. Now the Gemara goes further. Then the Gemara says, "Eis is netira. What is netira?" Reuven comes to Shimon. I come to Shimon and I say, lend me your axe. He says, no, I can't do it. I don't have it. I need it. So forth and so on. L'mocher amalei. Next day Shimon comes to me and says, Hashileini chalucha. Could you lend me a shirt? Amalei. And I say to him, Heilach. Yes, here. Take it. I'll lend it to you. But then I throw in any kemeischo. You see, I'm not like you. Shalei shal tomi, that when I asked you, you wouldn't give it to me. I'm not like you. Here, take it. Yerim aleisase. It's a negative commandment. Zuhi netira. This is netira leisitor. Why? Because for the fact that you said that shows that you still are carrying a grudge. You see what the Torah demanded us. First of all, this should not even be nekima. Why is this nekima? By the goyim, things like this could start wars. See? What am I doing? See? No, this is a leisas, a negative commandment. Negative commandment like nevelis and treifus. Now the second case is, I'm lending to him, I'm giving it to him. I'm just throwing in and say, see, I'm not like you. When I needed something, you didn't give it to me, but I'll give it to you anyhow. And the fact that you said it shows that you are harboring a grudge. To harbor a grudge, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not allow a Jew to do. This is what the HaKadosh Baruch Hu demanded from the heart of a Jew. This is what the Gemara brings. Now, the Rambam brings in Perek Zayin, Halacha Zayin of Deos, someone who takes revenge from his chaver transgresses a negative commandment, as it states, Lisikom. And even though there's no physical punishment on this from Bezdin, he says this is a very, very evil quality. But it's befitting for a person, for a Jew, to waive our kol divrei ilum, to waive anything that another person does to you that might not be right. Shakol etzel amavinim divrei hevel v'havoy ve'einon kedai linkem aleihem. There is a place for revenge. There's a plenty place in the Torah for revenge. The fact is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that he will take revenge. How will he take revenge? See? But the Rambam says these things, personal matters. He says, all baledeya, those who have seichel and have Torah, they know that they're not worthwhile to take revenge on. And therefore, a person should just forget about it. Ketzad hi anekima? What is the case of revenge? So he brings the case of the Gemara. The exact case of the Gemara. So therefore he says, even if he didn't lend you what you needed, when he comes to you to lend something, give it to him with a full heart, and do not act like him, like he acted to you. And so did David HaMelech do with his great qualities. In Gemalti Shol Mirah,
He says, even with those that did bad things to me, I will do chesed with them. Now he says, what is neiter? Someone who is neiter, he transgresses a negative commandment, as it states, leisitor. What is netira? See, he brings the case of the Gemara, where I do give it to him, even though he didn't lend it to me, I lend it to him. But I say that I'm not like you. Even you didn't lend it, I will lend it to you. Ha'esik is there, eva b'leisitor. He transgresses his commandment because he has harbored this grudge. He remembers it. And he's not allowed to, the Torah says. He has to erase it from his heart and not carry it in his heart. She calls Manshu Neiter as Hadover Vezechra, because as long as it's in his heart and he remembers it, he'll come to do something bad. And therefore the Torah did not allow us to have the tira. But the Jew is obligated to uproot it from his heart and not remember it at all. And these are the deyas, are the chenas that will bring shalom between people and let people coexist between one and another. Now, the Chofetz Chaim goes on a great elaboration, a great pilpul, with enormous gaonis in the Psicha Lavin by Ches and Tes. The Gemara takes a case of where someone didn't do a chesed to me when it had to do with some monetary matters. I needed something from him. I needed some money, or I needed an article. So there the Torah said, don't hold it against him, forget about it, he needs something, you give it to him. What happens if somebody does something though to you that's not in money, but let's say insulted you, someone insulted you, he cursed you, are you also supposed to forget about it? Or can you harbor that in your heart? And he brings a machlekes rishayim in this. According to his opinion, there's an argument in the rishayim. According to some, no, you can harbor such a thing, and others not. And he says, Safek deraisa lechumra. But since this is a possibility of transgressing a negative commandment, so then even then one would not be allowed to. See. But he would have to forget about it and forgive him. And then he brings that what he is speaking about, that this has to do again with Lashon Hara. Because when he comes to speak Lashon Hara, if he's speaking Lashon Hara about someone and he's using this opportunity to give a mapola to someone that he's got a grudge against, he says that's nekima. He's taking revenge. And that's netira also, because he's harbored it in his heart, the grudge. And if the person who is listening has a grudge against this person, and he capitalizes on it, so then he also will be transgressing these negative commandments. It's worthy to give particular attention to the words of the Rambam that we read, where the Rambam writes that this that the Torah said, that one is not allowed to take revenge or harbor a grudge, he didn't say therefore you have to act properly like many mitzvahs. No, he writes further, Elei Ha'esik is there, eva b'leisitor, someone who harbors this grudge, transgresses this commandment. Eleim ha'hadover miliboy v'lo yitareno. He has to erase it from his heart and do not carry this grudge against the person. He's commanding us here. He's explaining the command of the Torah here, where it's obligations of the heart. And then he says, Lefichach hikpida Torah al hanatira, and therefore the Torah did not allow us to have this grudge and this revenge, at sheyimcha oven melibay, until he erases from his heart what the other person did to him, velo yizkarena klal, and he no longer even remembers it. This is a level. This is a madrega. But yet these are mitzvahs that we are commanded in all of the time. All of the time. Actually, I received a telephone call from Rabbi Feldman, who comes to South Africa very often, just before Rosh Hashanah. So we were discussing something in the tefillahs of Rosh Hashanah. And he was telling me over something from the Prima Godim and so forth. We were discussing. So it came out, it states by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yizeche kol hanishkoches. We say HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembers, and many times we ask him to be remember everything that's forgotten. And then Ve'ein Dei Malei Hashem is different than a person. By HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when someone does a good thing for him, he never forgets it. When someone does something bad to him, but if that person will do tshuva, then he'll never remember it. He'll never remember it. The human being is just the opposite. People do good things for us. We're very appreciative. As time goes on, we forget about it. Do something bad to us, we never forget. Never forget. We ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he shall remember what the human beings forget. Remember the good things we did. Human beings forget that. And forget what we remember. We remember the bad things other people did to us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should forget that. Here we commanded, he says, to remove it from your heart, where we shouldn't remember it. This is the level of how far the mitzvah goes. Again, how many times do we see that people against friends, even in families, carry grudges for years, for a lifetime? I mentioned not long ago, there's times I've been at funerals where they tell me that his brother came and they haven't spoken for 30 years. But now he decided to come. Or they tell me that his brother didn't come because they haven't been on speaking terms for 30 years. They don't realize that these are the mitzvahs chamuras in the Torah that they're not keeping. But it's like the Medrash says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I didn't give you the Torah for my sake, I gave it to you for your sake. A life goes away because a person carries a grudge. He involves himself in self-destruction all of his life because he cannot remove it from his heart. And that's what the Rambam writes. Called Baledeas, he says, the wise know these matters are not worth. What are they worth destroying your life over? Forget about it and get on with life. It's his problem, it's not your problem. Now, we have to conclude, though, with one important clarification. Everything that we are speaking about here this evening is b'mili b'nei l'chaveirei, between man and his fellow man. That means personal matters. In personal dealings, personal interactions, there a person can, and not only can, it's befitting, and not only is befitting, it's commanded and demanded of him that he forgives his fellow man and gets on with it. And that's the quality of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, lahavir al midesov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu also forgives and gets on with it. Because these things
A person can wave. A person didn't, he did something wrong to me, I can wave it. A person spoke not nice to me, I can wave it. A person didn't judge me with merit, I can wave it. Even if a person stole money from me, it's my money, I can wave it. I forgive him. But someone who does evil to your friend, and Kolshkein, and certainly if a person does evil to Umlolim, to others who are downtrodden, to a widow, to a orphan, to a ger, there you can say, I forgive him. That also is the way of the goyim. This is the way of the goyim and the Christians. We forgive him. You hear all the time on the Truth Commission, he killed my brother, but I forgive him for that. Who are you to forgive that he killed your brother? I forgive him for that. We forgive him. Now, who are you to forgive? You can forgive what something was done to you, but not was done to others. There, you have a right to hate the person until he has rectified what he did wrong. And until he has appeased the one that he has hurt. And on that, the Gemara brings in the Rambam that there's no tshuva for that. Until he has rectified what he did wrong. And he has appeased him. But until then, there is a rosho. You see person go around talking Lashon Hara on other people. Someone says Lashon Hara on me, I can forgive him. I forgive you for speaking Lashon Hara about him. See, I forgive you for hitting him. I forgive you for stealing from him, or for so forth and so on. See? That's the Midas Ha'akum. This is the qualities of the idolaters. And therefore, the same is that someone who is a Rasha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, someone insults HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I forgive him. I forgive him for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, forgive him, but not me. Someone who's an enemy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, someone who's a kafir, someone who denies the existence of the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like the anthropologists that want to say that the world came from a swamp or from a fish and there's no God. Well, I forgive him. This is where it comes that people can come and say, we forgive the Nazis. Now, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Nekeim Hashem, that he will show them the Nekoma revenge like the world has never seen. And the other is Shoim. And because of that, the Gemara goes into a discussion that a Talmud Chochem cannot always forgive what people do to him. If it's personal, of a personal dimension, yes. But the Gemara says that Talmud Chochem also represents the Torah. It will be similar to Havdil. Like one time, there was President Truman and General MacArthur. And he was supposed to, President Truman was coming to the Philippines to talk with General MacArthur, and there was bad feeling going on between the two. And General MacArthur wasn't there to meet the plane. And President Truman refused to get off the plane until he came to meet the plane. So they said, why are you standing so much for your honor? He says, I'm not standing for my honor. As President of the United States, I'm standing for the honor of the United States of America. This is the same thing with Talmud Chochem. Talmud Chochem, the Gemara says, the Gemara says it on a king also. It says that one of the downfalls of Shaul HaMelech, the Gemara brings it here in Yuma, was because he waived his honor. He says, you can waive your personal honor, but as Melech Yisrael, who are you to waive the honor of Yisrael? See? So Gemara says the same thing with the Talmud Chochem.
There are times he can waive his honor and there are times that he can't, because he represents the Torah also. If it has to do with Bizein HaTorah, he says no, there he can't. And the Gemara brings in Masechta Yuma, where we quoted, that the Gemara brings, this is on Chav Beis Seif Amad Beis Omer Rabbi Yechon Meshum Rabbi Shimon Yitzedek Tzorek Kol Talmud Chochem Shein Anekim V'Neiter Kenochesh Ein Talmud Chochem, that there a Talmud Chochem who does not take revenge like a serpent is not a Talmud Chochem. The Rambam explains there are different explanations in this. Actually, there are different shitos, but the Rambam brings in this, in the end of Hilchos Talmud Torah, the Rambam brings he says as follows. He says that if it was very common, it was, unfortunately, it was common that there were times when an Amoritz, the Amoritz was a very barren person, and there were many times there was a hatred between them and the Talmidei Chachomim. If he would come and insult the Talmud Chochem, the Talmud Chochem could put him in Cherem, could excommunicate him. So the Rambam brings, Afal Pishi Yesh Vishus L'Chochem L'Nadesh L'Chvedoi, even though the Chochem has granted permission to do this, Eino Shvach L'Talmud Chochem L'Hanig Atzmei B'Dov Zeh, but this is not praiseworthy. El'malim Oznov Midivrei Amoritz, but if he's got someone there, a barren Grub Yang, it's called, and he throws insults at him or whatnot, the Talmud Chochem should close his ears, v'leyoshish liba lehen, and not pay attention to it. Like Shlema Melech said something very important to Chochmosa. He says, "Gam lechol advarim asher yidabru al titein libach." You don't have to pay attention to everything that people say to you. Many times it's mitzvah, don't listen, don't hear what they say. V'chein hoyaderech hasidim rishenim. And he says this was the way of the early sages. Shemim cherposon ve'enon meishivin. They would hear the insults and they didn't answer. V'le'ein ele shemeichlin le'macharif v'solchim lei. They would forgive him and finished. V'chachomim gdeilim hayim eshtapchim v'maaseim hanoim ve'emrim shema'elam le'nidu odom. And there were some that used to praise themselves, that they said, never did I ever excommunicate a person for insulting me. And this is the way a Talmud Chochem should go in. He says, however, b'med vorim amurim, when do we say this? Kishibizohu o chertohu b'seisa. He says, this is where they insulted him privately. But if he was insulted publicly, then he's not allowed to waive his honor. And if he will do it, he will be punished, because this now becomes Bizein HaTorah, since it's in public. So now the person is disgracing the Torah, and who's he to waive the honor of the Torah? There he has to seek revenge for the Torah until the person will ask for forgiveness, and then he will give him forgiveness. So the principle that we are speaking about here is, this is the Rambam sheet in this. The principle that we are speaking here is that when someone is wronging you, what is yours, there are many times the Torah tells us, waive it. But you can't go waive a wrong that was done to someone else, or to something else, or to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So this evening we discussed a number of mitzvahs in which the Torah commands us in Lev Tov, Taras Alev, purity of the heart. The mitzvah of Yafta Re'acha Kamocha, that you should love your fellow man like yourself. Leisisna Sochicho Belvavecho, you shall not harbor hatred in your heart for another person. B'tzedek Tishpeit Amisecho, that you shall judge your fellow man with merit, not suspect him of doing something wrong. Leisikem v'leisitor es b'nei amecho, and you shall not take harbor a grudge against your fellow man, or take revenge from it, even if that revenge is merely by not doing him a favor that otherwise you would have done. Let me conclude with a pasuk in Mishlei that the Maral brings at the beginning of the Siv Lev Tov. Shlema HaMelech said in Mishlei Chav Beis, Ohev Tohar Lev Chein Sfosov Re'ehu Melech. HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves the Tohar Lev. He loves the person with the purity of heart. Chein Sfosov, and the beauty of this comes out on the person's lips, Re'ehu Melech, where even the king now would, even a king would want to become his friend. The Maral says this is what we are speaking about. If a person has a Lev Tov, a good heart, and this is the source, then it comes out in every part of the person. Even in the exterior part of the person, through his lips and his speech. And the greatest shvach, the greatest praise that a person can have in this world, is where he has ohuv lamalo v'nechtov nechmod lamato, where he is beloved by Hashem and he's beloved by people. And this is what Shlema HaMelech, King Solomon, is saying, that if a person has a lev tohor, then ohev HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves him, and it's apparent even on the person's lips and in the speech, to the point where even a king wants to be his friend. He is ohev lamala v'ohev lamato. And it was because of this that Aaron, the Gemara brings, was zecha to wear the Cheshen Mishpat, the breastplate of the Kohen Gadol, on his lev, on his heart. Because Moshe was afraid to accept the mission to go to Egypt and become the leader, the king of Klal Yisrael, when he knew that Aaron was almost as great as him, and Aaron was the older brother. And he was afraid to do this because he was afraid that he would hurt Aaron. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, nonsense. He says, you don't know your brother Aaron. You are not measuring Aaron properly. Aaron has a lev tov, a pure heart. And when he hears that you have been designated by me to lead Klal Yisrael, he will run out to meet you, v'samach b'liboy, and his heart will rejoice, because the Lev Tov rejoices in someone else's success. And that's what happened. And because of that, so the sages tell us, Zocha Lecheshen al Liboy. He merited to wear the Choshen, the breastplate, on his heart. Because that, you needed someone with a Lev Tov. And the Baral brings that from the Choshen Mishpat, from here, not only went out Mishpat, judgment. We once said, because the judgment has to come from the Seichel, from the mind, but the heart diverts the mind. As it states that you should not grant favor, we want to favor this person, we want to favor this person, you shouldn't take a bribe. So a judge has to have good Seichel, but a pure heart. But not only that, the Maral brings that the Choshen Mishpat also brought Ruach HaKodesh because of the Urim V'Tumim. In the Choshen Mishpat was the name of HaKodesh Baruch Hu, the Shem of Hashem, and they would ask it questions and it would answer. And that was Ruach HaKodesh. Because from our Seichel we can understand certain things with our mind. But that what is beyond our Seichel, that has to come from the heart. And that Ruach comes from the Lev Tov. So this is what Rabbi Yechim ben Zakkai said to his Talmidim, that I choose the words of Rabbi Blezer ben Aroch, Lev Tov, Shebechlal Dvorov, Chedivrehem Bechlau Dvorov. Because everything that you said is inclusive in what he said. The best attribute, the greatest, is that of a pure heart. The worst is that of an evil heart. This goes into what the Rambam wrote this person and said, you do not know kama kosho ha'aveda lekel, that how much is demanded by HaKadosh Baruch Hu from a Jew. He says, if you would know that, you would know that not only do we transgress everything that is written in the Vidui, but the Kohena v'Kohena, but many, many times over. So we see that we have in the Torah specific mitzvahs that not only demand from us what one must do or one must think, but also matters of the heart, of that, of developing a pure heart. We should all be zeicher to have a gemar chasima tova, and be zeicher from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we should have a shnas chayim v'sholom l'chol beis Yisrael.
The Yeshiva Gedola hopes that you have learned much from the presentation. For further information or to order additional shiurim, please contact the Yeshiva Gedola of Johannesburg. Visit us on the web at www.ygj.co.za or contact us via email at audio@ygj.co.za, via phone at 011-648-7906, via fax at 011-648-0085, and via post at PO Box 66226, Broadway 2020, Johannesburg, South Africa.